And what do we have present?
Eight.
It was what?
Administration.
You probably got an eight. I'm going to get a seven.
Unless it's in logistics.
No.
Five.
I don't believe in logistics.
Logistics are for pussies, that's what I say.
Instruction?
Teaching.
The specialty is teaching.
Okay. Six. Four. Six.
Rule of quality?
Nobody's making you roll the one on an F down. I'll give you an F down for quality and then make you roll it.
Receptive empathy? You roll. Federation law.
Federation law. Law. Seven.
Six.
I'm going to raise unarmed combat.
Sure.
Take some of that, I show.
Okay, so you guys are back on Discovery.
Where are the others? The whole ship is empty. Sounds like an adventure.
Everybody's around, so we're doing
all quiet on the Romulan front.
Back in the front. The ship.
Is there any continuity, or is this brand new adventure and I don't need to worry about what happened last time?
Pretty much you don't need to worry about what happened.
You can always miss episodes of Star Trek without worrying about. Yeah. We're just lucky we're not playing Deep Space Nine, and there'd be a problem.
Yeah. The ship is still quite damaged.
From what?
Two episodes ago, you guys almost destroyed.
From what?
Ron was like, shut it down.
Is that really only two episodes
again? Yeah, it was only 3 months ago. That was 5 years ago.
Yeah, that was the one where...
That was the one where Donald was like betrayed us. That's right, you bastard. Oh yes, my character sheet here says it was printed July 29th.
That was fine.
Bold.
Have we really not played in a month and a half? I think that's the case.
Probably.
So Donald, a.k.a. Betrayer, caused our ship to get shot up.
That's right. I think she should be out there fixing it.
Well, sure. Listen to Medica.
To make to get some super glue.
Well, it fixed very well.
Yeah, I was going to say virtually was kind of an incompetent betrayal anyway, so.
They
fixed
it all
around
the
first.
Yes, they did. weren't you like taken alive by like two guys with a whatever?
Yeah,
like a guy with a potato masher and another person with a spoon or something? You were taken alive?
I was the one who was like looking around by herself. Happens.
Yeah.
So the ship's about two thirds full. Yeah. Everything's down about.
Well, all right. So I assume fixing parts of the ship.
Sure, if you want.
Sure. I mean, do I need to either I need to set up some sort of security perimeter, or I should be fixing the ship.
Okay, you can try and fix the ship. I'll fix the ship.
Actually, I guess it depends on whoever's in charge. Although I'm better at fixing the ship, my title is security guy.
Right now, the first officer is in charge.
Who's that?
Some Talmud. Forget his name.
Woo?
No, it's not Woo.
I saw an episode of Star Trek where they showed Tellarites and they weren't like little pigmen.
What?
They were tall and just had a funny forehead, just like every other race. Mm. But they weren't little pig dudes. It was the one where a human kid had been captured on a planet on the ship and adopted by, you know, whatever, some older guy of the Tellarites. And he had black gloves, and he was a blonde kid, and he attached himself to Picard. He was always trying to stab people on the Enterprise.
And they looked like pink people here. They got pink nose.
Someone else was looking for Tellarites. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
Huh?
Look, that's a Tellarite. Really badly reproduced picture.
Just like that. Only a couple of movies. Alright, so the first officer's in charge, so. So, you know, you guys are not on duty right now.
Not on either of our shifts?
Nope, not on either.
Then I'm sleeping. That's all I do in the morning. There's beta ship, there's gamma ship, and there's sleep.
Oh, you guys, some of you are on two ships.
Yeah,
two
ships. Yeah.
That's right. Overachievers.
So you're helping fix the ship?
Well, I guess not, if I'm an underachiever.
Yeah, I'll fix you.
Okay, I'll fix you. I'll fix the weapon system.
Right.
You always need to be able to blow up stuff.
So
you want to help?
All right. So the last thing that you guys were doing is the ship was sent out to investigate a rapidly expanding cloud.
That
expanding
cloud.
Pot of iron gas.
What else would it be a cloud? It's under a cloud.
Alright. So that's what you guys were kind of doing before you went off trip.
Okay.
Alright. So make an engineering systems.
Can I do security systems?
Yeah, how would you? Then I won't be doing nothing for what? You can fix security systems, sure.
So, do I get to add logic?
Yes.
So intellect plus logic and dice plus I have engineering aptitude. Give me another wild die. That's it, I guess. Mm-hmm.
All right, you fix it a little.
Hey,
a little better. Let's see.
Glad there's no sign of Woo.
Okay.
He would know of my incompetence. I'll just tell you all it's really hard. Especially you, mad bomber with bombs at midnight.
Evil mad bomber with bombs at midnight.
Huh?
But that's the evil mad bomber with bombs at midnight.
I don't even know if you rated evil.
Oh, yeah.
No, he's the midnight bomber with bombs at midnight.
Oh, yeah.
But it's the mad bomber.
The evil midnight bomber.
No, he's the midnight bomber with bombs at midnight.
Yeah, I think she's right.
It is.
Because otherwise it wouldn't be redundant.
Exactly.
When is that damn show going to come on?
November 1st.
Time?
Don't know.
Yeah, my guess.
Day?
November 1st.
So you reach it, you guys are still asleep.
Good Friday.
And
you one of those weird autistic kids who knows what day it is?
No, I just think we're
what day was Christ born?
That's a good point. Probably not, but
yeah, I think that's the date of a pagan holiday that existed prior. That's Christ was cool with such things.
So
whatever.
Crystal, you're waking up. Someone's at the door.
Bing, bing.
Good evening.
Yeah, what's the second part? The second part of that is fine.
Clancy.
Who's that? Oh, Shannon, yeah, that's me.
Shannon.
I haven't talked to you before.
Okay.
Why isn't Shannon doing this part?
I don't know. I have to talk with you, Chris.
This is very disturbing.
There are so many other characters who could be saying this.
I thought you were asleep.
You have to help me.
You see, you have to help me.
I have a feeling this isn't real plan.
I don't know, I'm staying on my part. No, no, if the GM would just play it cool.
Only
Kevin's just making a straight face.
That's your biggest dream?
Okay. With what do you need help?
Yeah.
Kevin's hurting himself.
I know. So he says, I need medical help.
I need medical help.
Why didn't you go to sleep?
It's the bad attitude.
Stalled.
So, as she refuses to open the door, and I'm sleeping to death, it's the... It's the red crusty kind.
I want others to
open the door.
I am a monster.
It's really a guess of my
own. It's Clancy. He looks really sick, I guess. And he stumbles into the room.
Okay.
Collapses.
Tricorder and see what's wrong with him.
His uniform is all different colors. Usually wears blue signs. So he's wearing a red and black command uniform, sort of like. But it's not Star Trek regulation.
I don't know, it's fancy from another dimension.
Ooh, can I play the mean bitter Clancy?
Does he ever go pee? That means he's evil.
He does have some stuff.
That's what else was bad in that dimension.
No, that means he's cool.
He shaved clean in that dimension.
The Don Johnson one.
They call him Ace Clancy.
Better smoke him and kill him.
So he falls into your room and collapses.
I'll grab my tricorder and see what's wrong with him.
Make a tricorder roll.
This is my tricorder.
Somebody's replaced it with Folger's crystals.
That smells good.
Scan the email with that.
Eight. So he's running a hot fever. It's definitely very sick.
Okay. I'll call for. I'll call for medical to get somebody over here to help me drag it out.
Corbin.
Okay. So you take a sick of it. And let's see.
Check the log and see what he's been doing lately that he's learning to handle even more.
Alright.
According to all records,
he's a sleeping in his room.
Sleeping in his room. Well, I'll make a.
Wait, did you say it was not a regulation implant?
No.
Okay, so what is it?
Stylized. I mean, it's sort of like
kind of like a uniform, but
it, well, it, I mean, it is. It's kind of patterned after a Starfleet uniform.
Okay,
but it's definitely it's got different color scheme.
Okay,
but it's a reddish color. Sort of.
Does he look more like a potato? Because that means he's from the future.
Okay. Well, I'll see. Yeah, I don't think he's able to tell.
Let's see if we can figure out what's wrong with him. But my keen fashion sense doesn't tell me.
You can check your own apparel and see if you're transported. Check if you have any sort of buckskin apparel. I mean, you're the best.
Yeah, your uniform is all silvery and shiny now.
Right, exactly. You
look like a delicious baked potato.
I slept a really long time. Computer control. Okay, so the computer says, for the last, you know, 7 hours.
He's still there.
Yeah.
I call it
sure, son. Someone wakes you up.
What? Is there a problem with the chef?
I need your sick bay.
Why?
Now. I still keep trying to see what's wrong.
I'm not going to sleep. Nobody's going to sleep.
Is this person actually human?
What's so make a... Now you can make a medical science roll.
Really, I've been working.
Well, it's definitely human.
Okay.
Definitely.
So didn't that seem likely that when you were in the room and you turned your back on the monster and called the actual fancy that he would leap at you?
Well, there are. Okay. He's got a couple people sick, but he's in sick bay.
Oh, I didn't know you were in sick bay.
Yeah, yeah. Sick bay. Otherwise.
Yes.
Replaced.
Right, check out the location of the other people you picked. Okay, maybe my doppelganger is a better stats.
So they, I asked the computer where, like, whatever, Nurse Kim or whatever is. I don't say sneaky. Then you'll look at her and she'll look at you and it'll be a spooky moment. And then it'll be a cat fight.
So the guy there checks out being kind of sick, so you know, whatever.
Okay. DNA, all the DNA all matches.
I mean, the DNA matches.
Okay.
But I mean, the physical, he's physically a little.
Might be a difference.
Than
okay.
And of course, he seems to be sick.
Okay, well, I'll try to make him less sick.
So, Clancy, eventually you can sweat what he's sick with. Make a...
If those two join, blows up the universe.
You can't touch them.
Yeah, exactly. All of your desires to screw yourself.
Help them all back.
You can make a system like microbiology now. And so classically you walk through sick bay, you know, nice and bright. There is Crystal and a couple of med techs, and like there's someone on, you know, to be someone
on the room. How come you came stumbling into my room sick and collapsed at, when you were at the same time asleep in your room? And I point at the guy in the bed.
That's lucky. Well, except he's, you know, well, got that stole.
Nice uniform. According to his DNA, he's you.
Or are you, you know.
Perhaps you
have somebody else scan. I have somebody else scan. I have one of the other techie guys scan and make sure and it's Janet.
Will it fit? Yep.
I think it's a joke from the beta chef.
Yeah, that's
a little thing. That's a little thing.
Recreational clothing. So you're gonna put Theon on microbiology.
20 years of development isn't too much for a good joke for them.
If they're beta shift.
I think someone hijacked the pattern buffer of the transporters to make a duplicate of me from my last.
And then dressed him funny and infected him.
Oh. I guess that fails on some razor. Most likely would be this is another me from an alternate universe.
Exactly. He came out of the rapidly expanding cloud of ion gas.
Right.
But I believe part next to an ion cloud. So with a 15, he is infected with...
he's got to get back to his own dimension or he'll die.
Something highly contagious meant to quarantine the whole ship.
Exactly.
Somebody gave him a
polio blanket.
Okay, which is highly contagious?
Which should not be highly contagious.
Okay.
It is highly contagious to Vulcans and Romulans.
Okay.
How many Vulcans do we have on the ship?
Probably half a million.
Okay.
All the people, who are not Vulcans
have a medical alert for the Vulcans on the ship.
It is a great test for Romulan spies.
Yeah, have everybody who's not the Vulcans have the Vulcans hide in their room and have this guy mingle among everyone.
Everyone who gets sick is a spy and we space them.
Exactly.
So what do you say?
So I issue a medical alert to the ship and say we've got, you know, a plague on board. All the Vulcans should say
no, the plague! Oh.
And I'll
try to general.
It's not the rats, it's the fleas on the rats. They are creating
rats.
If you
kill the cats, the rats will run rampant, the fleas will jump off of the windows.
So, you know, you're working on the spirit system or whatever, and now comes, Crystal comes on the conflict,
there's a plague! We have a plague! Oh my god!
Everyone at every rat. Space them.
No, but listen, she does an okay job.
So I am safe.
So she says something, there's some kind of plague that's, very virulent to Vulcans on board, so. And she suggests all the Vulcans stay indoors or in their cabins. There's nothing to be afraid of. You no need to panic.
Nothing to fear.
Right. I bet you this is one of those days where the Vulcans go crazy and run through the ship.
I'm trying to fake this guy so that we can talk.
I
click my gun over to kill.
Is that where it came from?
Well, you just strong. You disease bulk and threaten to screw up our ship.
Okay, well,
so
I keep working. Actually, I'll you to say what the results of the disease are.
Do they go crazy? Do they hallucinate? Do they fall over dead?
Get feverish and die.
But during the fevers, are they fevers accompanied by hallucinations and craziness?
No, not really.
They just fall over dead.
Yeah.
Cool.
To be them. Yeah, there's nothing really here.
No security issues.
I did to myself.
Try to hammer the dent out of the photon tube.
Okay. Well, if we have, you know, if there's a private treatment method for it, that's probably fine.
Okay. There's no
fear. They people just die or not?
Yeah.
Or
well, sometimes.
Die.
Usually.
Are you a Vulcan Clancy? Are you a Romulan Clancy?
Aha! We knew!
Excellent. How that dude kiss Clancy? He's barely Clancy as a Romulan.
About a third of them died.
Hmm?
About a third of the people infected died.
And okay. All of the people infected, do they get very sick? Is it like an all or nothing deal? You know what I mean?
Everybody gets sick.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay.
Well,
I'll try to wake them up. But yeah, they have a pumpkin for you. So you try to wake them up. Make a bit of a science.
Dope! Yahtzee.
Okay. So you bring him up a little bit. You know, he's still kind of feverish. It's true. That was before he got really much sick. But dramatically. So he mumbles something about feathered in chamber. Oh wait. Leave chamber? Chamber. Something like that.
Lithium chamber bomb?
Yeah.
That makes no sense.
That makes no sense to me.
Go to sleep.
So right about now, you're a few minutes away from having a report.
Or you're close.
Okay. I'll call which ship? The Ultrarima ship? Or the
Ultrarima ship. So yeah, standard right. Bridge ship.
Okay. I call Shannon, I call Dave, and ask him to check out the pink chamber real quick.
What do you know about that?
You don't have security clearance. You know about this?
Exactly. Check it out for what?
Oh, nothing.
No.
You know.
We just got a
suspicious packages.
Yeah. Just got a sick guy here mumbling something about it.
Okay. I'll go
see if it's actually interacting weird with the ion club or something.
I go quickly there and I'll tell on my way there, I'll ask for somebody to go to the transportation or the whatever beam deck, transporter deck or whatever.
Okay. So you go there, make a so make a search. Hey, well, you still sick with that fancy?
Mm-hmm. If I should print in camera. I could be contagious on my camera.
Yeah, I'm not getting too close to the view of sick.
He's got the cooties.
Hey.
So you find a some sort of bomb thing.
A bomb thing?
Yeah. It's like a standard oil or whatever, sort of land one. Whatever you use. Attached to one of the licensing chambers.
How long is it, timer?
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, there's a timer. Like 2 minutes left.
Yeah. I want to disarm it while not messing up any of the evidence. How do I do that?
What? That would be a demolition skill, I believe.
Sure. Not that I have. Alright.
Yeah, there's a demolition bomb disposal.
Alright. So I take my communicator, I stuff it on the side of the bomb.
Okay.
I say, my communicator is now on a bomb, beam it into space.
Make a command line.
No, I'm sorry.
Because you're the crazy motherfucker.
I could be responsible for that communicator, sir.
The risk is going to be live. It's a wet. No, presence. So.
I'm not falling for that trick again.
Exactly.
You and your beaming communicators. Now, it was a practical joke you got on your buddy. And beam them into space.
Six.
So you have to repeat it a couple times.
If I have to go there, I'm going to shoot you dead.
then he beams it out. Well,
hey, don't clear the buffer. I tell him don't clear the buffer from the transport.
Okay. No, so, you don't
well, right. It's a landmine in space.
Yeah, what could it
be? I look for another bomb.
I order.
So you just usually report to the bridge.
Yeah, I report to the bridge.
I order the shift. I'm in charge of the next shift of security, right?
Yeah.
How many people do I have? I always forget.
I tell them that they
call.
Actually, I'll call the bridge and tell them that we've got kicking a plate here.
Okay.
Do I stay here, or do you want to report to the bridge?
I ordered two.
Oh, by the way, it's Clancy that's sick, but Clancy's also not sick. So
what?
We've got two Clancys down here.
Oh, one of them's really sick.
I tell sick bay to alert me if I wake up.
Well, I'll be up 2 minutes to spare. Come up to the ready room and brief me.
I want sick bay to alert me if I wake up.
Okay.
I got an 8 to search. I call, two of the security people.
Uh-huh.
Tell them to get, what are the good type of phasers? There's type 1,
2, and 3.
2. I tell them to get type 2 phasers.
Okay.
And security armor. And, Johnson and Morales are going to seal off engineering.
Okay.
I ground all flights.
Nobody leaves the ship.
Yeah, actually, that's good. I should say that. I'll fill the transporter.
You should stay here, and I'll go for you.
Where can you run the transporter
from?
Just from that one, right?
I'm doing it there.
I'm going to shut down 3 of them.
Okay.
No, I'm just going to shut them down.
Okay.
And I'll keep one open, and put 2 security guards there and tell them that nobody gets to enter or leave the ship. There's an investigation going on.
Yes, sir.
And I'll send shit. I guess I'm as close as it comes to a bomb disposal unit. I head up to the bridge. So that's 2-4. I'll station another 2 people at the bridge.
Okay.
And 2 in the auxiliary engineering or whatever that is.
Okay.
Is there an auxiliary bridge?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, nobody ever uses it.
I'll seal it off.
Losing words.
Then I'll open it.
I'll seal off the auxiliary bridge.
Okay.
Seal off the auxiliary bridge, seal off the auxiliary engineer. And I'll have the sensor guy, who I guess will be Clancy.
Yes.
To check, run your sensors over these areas. Whatever, I'll give you, whatever, 8 areas, you know, every kind of random, you know, whatever, every 10 minutes or so, and see if anybody's in there, or, and this is very important, there's a disturbance which would not allow you to tell if anyone was in there. That's the key.
So I'm guessing then that you told us that you actually found the bomb?
Sure, yeah. I mean, I'll lock
down. So you all get the briefing rooms
locked down and everything. And I'll tell the security teams that there was a bomb found in engineering. So we're going to sweep all critical areas.
Do a DNA check of the area around where the bomb was left to see if you can find my DNA there. I suspect I might have left it.
I do things in my sleep.
So somebody else slip away from that sensor. Somebody else is now going to have a sensor.
Oh, there it is. No, you don't understand. Scooby is on board.
Whatever. Away from the sensor.
So we brief the first officer.
Get someone down there with a tranquor to check that before the DNA residue gets...
Okay. All right, I'll run down there with a tricorder.
Okay.
I haven't been down to the dilithium chambers in quite some time, so if there's any fresh DNA, it's me, not me.
So, all right, so go ahead and make a rapid roll.
8. I can perceive you, fucking motherfucker.
I see.
Yeah, you do find some classes here, yeah. A few other people. Engineers. That's not the class.
I do, if it's me.
I tell the security team that,
rest, please.
Yeah.
Ignore it.
Yeah.
He has a medical quarantine, you can't arrest him.
Anyway, two of them. We can arrest one. I'll tell them that there's some sort of a Clancy clone wandering around on the ship. So
we've decided that an alternate reality version best met Occam's razor.
So if you meet Clancy and he's doing something strange, so basically don't turn your back on any Clancy. And if he asks you to do something strange, get confirmation externally while holding a gun on him.
Sir, my pleasure.
He seems to be trying to trigger a bomb, shoot him.
Yeah.
This is the betrayer now.
You? You cloned me?
Only you have the medical skills.
Yes.
So, alright.
Okay, so the exos, you know, so you two are the exos.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so what's going on?
I tell him what happened.
There seems to be
stumbling in, taking him sick bay, finding out there was another one. He mumbling, having the plague, he mumbling something about a bomb, calling Dave. Dave finding a bomb.
That's strange. And you say this all happened off shift? Better happen.
Yeah, it's cutting into our free time. I'm all sleepy now.
Me too.
Huh.
We believe it's an alternate reality version of me that was expelled from the Ionic Star and has a grudge against dilithium chambers.
I see.
Actually, I think that he was on his own copy of the ship exploring the cloud, and that his ship was being attacked by terrorists, and that he was going to go find a bomb in his engineering room to remove it, but then he shifted into our universe and the bomb came with him.
Why would the bomb come with him?
Why did he come at all?
Why not?
No,
that wouldn't work.
Well,
my DNA was down there, so he was down there as if he was planting the bomb or trying to defuse it. But
right.
Then why would he stumble away?
He was sick. He realized he couldn't defuse the bomb because he was feverish.
Since he knew you were well skilled at sabotaging ships.
Exactly. She's so incompetent.
Maybe if I ask her to,
help, she'll avoid the ship blowing up. Can you blow up the ship?
No.
Yeah. Can you try to blow up the ship?
Try to figure out where he came from. How we got on the ship.
That's a good idea. Lieutenant, do the sensor scan. Probably the clock.
Me?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I'll go over the medical data with a fine tooth comb to see if I can find any sort of subtle difference.
How about age
between the two channels?
Fine?
Yeah.
Age. Fine of aging. I'm gonna warn
sure everybody. Whatever disease he has is contained.
Yeah, I definitely did that.
Okay. I tell everybody, non-essential personnel, please stay in your cabin for the time being.
Okay. Moving in your cabin. I got 8 on my sensor.
And
or below your average.
Yes, it is.
You can assess a scan of the cloud.
Yes.
What's your sensor skill?
4.
Because just this weird pack of rolling boxer.
Well, I also rolled 4 dice. I should be at 10. Not necessarily the case, but should get at least a 9 on average.
Okay. So you scan the cloud. Cloud is getting bigger, coming really quick. Coming much faster than normal out of the cloud. You also scan some sort of small.
Damn.
No, it's called a small machine. On the periphery of the cloud.
The inflationary expansion of the cloud is dramatically increased, and there seems to be some type of mechanical device on the periphery of the cloud.
Can't figure out what the device is.
Scan the device.
Is it the size of a ship or a pocket?
Somewhere in between.
Like a person. Like the size of a person. So it's some kind of probe. Seems to be like a standard class 1 probe.
Looks like a standard class 1 probe.
Is it Federation? Or is it
Federation?
I get my security.
Okay, but is it off color Federation, like the weird Clancy? Or is it.
Well, probes are usually not colored. It's weird. So.
Well,
it looks the same.
Looks the same to me.
I get together my security crew.
What's it probe?
Probably the star.
It is. Well. Nothing specific, just the area around.
You're going to ask any other starfleet ships in the area?
Not for a while.
You came from the other S.
Probably. Maybe we're in the other S's universe and the other Discovery is in our universe.
That's what they're surviving.
We should do a scan of the background radiation of the universe to see if it shows any permutations for what we'd expect. I'll do that.
Okay.
I tell everybody that apparently the enemy has the ability to clone or whatever, doppelganger or something. So if somebody orders you, you know, away from your post, stand your ground and, call me
somebody, you know.
What if it's you?
An interesting question.
It's a sign.
Well,
I was sorry. Every reality, so. Obey me no matter what.
Yeah, let's make the secret security sign.
Okay.
But even if they know the secret sign, you know, don't do anything too irrational.
Okay.
Let's see. Oh, and if you're jumped, make sure and get off a shot. We'll be watching for that on the sensors.
Right.
Okay.
All right. So you are you doing your research up on the bridge, or?
No, I got back down. Oh, okay.
Shoot. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. So there are two in engineering, two on the bridge, two in the transporter.
Emergency bridge.
No, I just closed down the emergency bridge in the other one. I'll put two more, which will be eight, in the shuttle bay.
Okay.
Account for all the shuttles, and then make sure nobody takes out any shuttles.
So I'm going to get back, do more research, and know the microbiology rule.
Nine.
What are you trying to find out?
So there's any sort of differences between the two classes. I'll analyze his uniform too.
Okay. You. Okay, so you do a more thorough scan of the other Class C, and you discover that he's got some kind of implants on his eyes.
Okay.
And it's translating very low signal.
Okay. Let's figure out what the signal is.
Individual signal going to the probe.
Okay. Yeah, is it going to the probe?
It's not that separate.
Okay. Alright, can we tell the probe picking it up?
You can ask Lindsay.
You're transmitting a video signal from behind your eye.
Yeah, right.
See if the probe is listening for it. I give you the details.
Okay.
I'll see
what this one.
Sensor scan of the probe to see if it has any equipment which can pick up this particular frequency and wavelength.
Cover
cock. Six.
Comical time. Oh,
no. I checked myself for this play.
10.
Well, the 10, well, you can't tell the probe is, you can tell that the probe is also emitting a signal, much like the video signal.
And does it seem to be synchronous?
And that
is it relaying?
Yeah, it seems to be relaying back into the cloud.
Well, I can't tell if it's picking up the signal, but it does seem to be relaying it, which would be a big hint. Sending it into the cloud. I think that I am in it. An invasion area beachhead.
You're full of iron.
Oh, great. I'm sick. back to get dressed, yeah.
You just said you were sick. Quarantine,
yeah.
Sick bay. I'm not coming down there.
But you were in here.
That's right. I'm about to scan myself first. Send me the details first.
Alright. Okay, you can scan. So, let's get this for a while.
not Trevor.
Trevor.
So obviously it's not the problem of Vulcan plague, it's something
else. It's slightly different.
As if it were from an alternate dimension.
13.
Oh, yeah, good. Damn. Stupid clones.
I seem to have it too. I'm coming down to sick bay.
Charge yourself deep down to sick bay.
No, I'll lose points if I do that.
There's one more time.
Okay. Our sick scan, that's why I want the other people up there. That...
I'm not scamming him, I'll just make him sick.
That's the already.
Wait. How is it transmitted?
Just on the air.
Airborne?
Airborne.
Okay, I'll get myself a respirator. I told them to each get respirators, and then I'll go ahead and scan them and see if they have it.
Okay.
I'll have engineering shut down the air circulation from, you know, contain the air circulation.
Okay.
Nine.
Everybody on the bridge is affected.
Everyone on the bridge has it.
Okay, we'll quarantine the bridge, Joe. Quarantine the bridge. Was that the whole thing to say?
Okay, I'm going to have to come down to sick bay then.
Yeah, stay there. Still, there's no reason.
You can take off those respirators now.
Alright, I'll start trying to figure out what the actually is.
Stop the air circulation from the bridge, Joe.
And I'll talk into, you know, the little eyes.
You better be being nice to me down there.
I'm vivisecting you.
Gotta figure out what this is. So let's see.
Actually, I'll give you the details on the thing to Dave to see if he can figure out some way to make it virtually sick.
Okay.
I run some computer simulations on the air circulation system and on movement of people to see who else could have been infected by this based on the movements thus far that I know about.
Alright. Computers, logic.
Shut them down.
Shut them down.
Logic.
Yeah.
I start going back over the disease data to figure out what it is and what I can do about it.
Nine. Okay.
So you probably... No, you can't make it two-way. So no, it's not. Because it's only sense. What else did you do? Well, that's what they
said. I mean, it's all not sick.
Oh, that's right. You're trying to research that. What about...
I got my nine, but because of disease factor. I don't know his movements, but I can track movements since him.
Okay. Since he showed up in Donald's cabin. He moved around. Probably a quarter of the ship.
Okay, I want to quarantine all the areas that I think are. Okay. I tell people not to panic.
We need to clear off.
Everybody's pretty quick.
Seven.
It's a little more chasing than
No, panic. Stay in your quarters. Ignore the iron door is coming down. I tell you, I've quarantined a quarter of the ship. That probably there are more vectors I don't know about from his earlier movements. That's like the whole ship is probably actually infected.
Yeah,
that's
okay. Anyway, so what do you know?
Nine.
It Well, it seems to be pretty rare. It's pretty rare. So the positive aspect is that, you probably doesn't affect other people outside of the ship, since you'll all be dead in about a day.
Hey, how do we not be dead in a day? That's what I'm trying for here.
So, unfortunately, that means you don't think you can figure it out in one day.
Okay. Then I'll work on trying to wake up the other cannon.
Okay. Do you want to... You're just going to pump him full of things now? You don't really care.
We're all going to die. Just pump him full of shit until he's unconscious.
Okay. Make a medical science roll.
Since I can't do anything to... Seven.
Okay, so you wake him up. He's kind of groggy.
Alright, who the hell are you and what are you doing here? We got rid of the bomb. How'd you get sick and how do we fix it? Now that my entire ship is sick.
Yeah, the crystal affected me.
What? Yeah, Master Crystal said it wouldn't affect me.
Oh, infected me.
Oh, infected. Infected you deliberately?
Yeah, I didn't think they would do that.
Alright, start over. Okay. Since you seem to understand that I'm not the same person that infected you.
I was supposed to, let's see. I have three, so I probably don't spend that. So he says, we're trying to get through the rift. Trying to clear the rift to come through here. And when we spotted the ship, the captain said, send me a transport over to blow you guys up.
Why?
Because you're a threat.
Because we might close the rift?
Yeah. Never be too sure.
Okay.
as we always say.
Sure.
You can only be sure of dead people. But Crystal was infected me before I came over. And after I slipped the bomb, and they wouldn't take me back. And I felt sick. So I was like, hey, maybe you could help. This is
okay. The bomber.
You must have a cure.
No. Hang on a second.
Incompetent.
I want to disable the little signal that's going from.
Ah, okay, make another one.
What happened?
He's got like a little oscillator, like a semi signal back to the ship.
Eight.
Alright, so you disable it.
Okay.
So they can see everything he sees?
Yeah.
There's another ship?
Okay, he's sending him back to the hole.
Okay.
Last time I saw, there was a probe.
So then probably, if she infected me with this, she probably has a cure. According to my data, there's nothing we can do. Well, it would take me longer to come up with a cure for it than we're all going to live.
Wait, we're all sick?
Yep.
Well, I've only got a kid that a quarter of the ship is sick, but...
Doesn't matter.
What do you mean, it doesn't matter?
This is from a different universe.
It's slightly different.
The Vulcans are probably sick.
Yeah, that's what I was just saying. We're going to send a Vulcan.
I can start using Vulcan blood serum to make an antidote.
Vulcans has a strike force on the... So, wait, alright. So last time I saw it, there was a probe. And then apparently you found something. We're talking to somebody who admitted he placed a bomb.
So the other Clancy had a little transmitter that was sending a signal to the probe, which was then relaying it into the cloud.
Okay.
So then when we figured out that everyone was sick, I pumped the other Clancy full of drugs to wake him up. And he said that he's also on, the Discovery ship. And that his ship was trying to come through a rift, which is in the cloud, into our dimension. And that when they saw us here, they decided they had to take us out because we might interfere with their plans to come through. So they sent him through with a bomb to blow us up.
Why did they have plans to come through?
I don't know. We haven't got that far.
Damn.
My alter ego's gonna be a real bitch.
So their plan was they sent Clancy through to put a bomb, and then then they were supposed to bring him back, and they didn't.
Oh no.
And so then he figured out that he was sick, and he realized that the evil crystal must have infected him, so he came running to me to see if I could fix it.
Why don't we send our Clancy back as their Clancy and have him blow up their ship?
Because we need to go talk
full of innocent people.
And we have to go talk to the evil crystal to find out what the cure for the disease is, because I'm not going to be able to find one before we're all dead.
Curious. Is their ship messed up?
So
you haven't spotted the ship yet.
Okay, so but I'm asking, what's the deal with the ship? Why are they even trying to come through our dimension from their dimension anyway?
And ask if the ship's not correct.
Because the Klingons and the Cardassians have joined forces. And they pretty much destroyed the Federation.
Okay.
A couple years ago. And the remaining Starfleet ships have been, like, you know, running around. Trying to hide. And we discovered that there was an alternate universe. And all you could do with the up was, like, I don't know, talk, like this. We could escape. Happily ever after.
Yeah, by trying to kill the Federation people.